Talking today with Dr. Bob Hunger from Oklahoma State University. Bob, let's talk a little bit about getting ready for this 2016 wheat growing season. We're getting ready to get into our planting window before we know it. And what are some early strategies, what are some early decisions that you're recommending to producers to think about in regards to anticipating disease issues on this upcoming crop?
Well, of course, the first thing that should be considered is the variety that they're going to plant, which varieties, and the kind of system they have. If they're in no-till and they have a lot of residue, they should look for varieties that have resistance to some of the no-till diseases like tan spot and septoria. Of course, leaf rust, stripe rust is always a concern, and resistance to those is something that should be considered. But the other factor that growers really need to start thinking about are the use of seed treatments, because the smuts and bunts are still around, loose smut and common bunt, but there has been another smut found in Kansas, flag smut, that was not a problem in Oklahoma, but they should be on the outlook for it. And seed treatments are the way to address all three of those different smuts and bunts. So those would be the two primary things from a disease perspective that they should look for, the genetics of the variety and then also the seed treatments.
It seems like this last year we saw a lot of rust pop up as we, once it started raining, we really got a lot of rust disease up here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Both stripe rust and leaf rust came in, but the seed treatments won't do much for that, because they will control fall rust, powdery mildew, and even stripe rust through the fall months, but those typically aren't the major problems with the rust. That comes in with inoculum blowing up from Texas in the spring, and then, of course, then they have to look at foliar fungicides, especially if they've planted a variety that's susceptible to one of those.
And if they've made that decision that they're going to go with that, one that doesn't have maybe as an aggressive a disease package built in, they've got to be willing to look seriously about being proactive on those foliar applications, right?
Definitely. Be aggressive with it, and don't be afraid to pull the trigger, because there's a lot of good chemicals out there. There's generics of some of the compounds that will make it a lot less expensive, and then the other compounds that last a little bit longer are also very good. So they should be aggressive with using that to protect their potential yield.
What did you notice? I noticed that it seems like we had some real, I guess, very apparent differences in 2015, our crop as it was coming up to harvest, the difference between spraying and not spraying.
Well, of course, the south central Oklahoma, there was moisture, so they had rust early. It was primarily stripe rust, and a number of growers down there, I worked through the county educator, Aaron Henson, and they sprayed. There was a number of places where they sprayed twice, because they put an application on early to control it around the boot stage, and then another application later. Now, of course, we did run into the problem where there was so much rain that a lot of people ended up having difficulties harvesting the wheat, but the fungicides were definitely needed to control that rust.
Are there more disease issues than we've had maybe 5 or 10 years ago? Or is it just pretty well the same things we kind of keep running through almost in like a cycle?
No, it's expanded some. I mean, there's somewhere up around 20 different diseases of wheat that I've seen in Oklahoma. But when I came here in the early 80s, it was primarily soil-borne and leaf rust that I dealt with, a little bit of powdery mildew. As no-till wheat cultivation has come in with increases of residue, tan spot and septoria have increased some. Even more recently than that now, the Fusarium head blight is something that's new that the breeding program is starting to look at. Wheat streak mosaic virus seems to be expanding its range, coming from western and northwestern Oklahoma, a little bit more downstate. So there are other diseases that are being looked at, and of course the front line of defense for most of those is through the breeding program, and Dr. Carver certainly has expanded to start including those in his efforts.